Welcome to Israel 18 News at 10:00 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. Tonight, the skies are clear over Jerusalem and Tel Aviv, with a cool breeze making for a pleasant evening. In Haifa, temperatures are mild, perfect for a stroll by the beach. Here are today's headlines. First, drones carrying explosives targeted a U.S. military base in Iraq earlier today, as Iran-linked attacks spread across the region, reports Ynet. Also, the Wall Street Journal revealed earlier this hour that Bahrain and Kuwait secretly participated in attacks on Iranian territory for the first time, according to Israel Hayom. Also this hour, following a deadly terror attack, the IDF announced a major operation in Samaria today, reinforcing troops and arresting 9 suspects, according to JNS. Separately, new details from Walla reveal a special operation by the Duv Devan unit in Nablus. The unit arrested terrorists involved in a recent attack. And finally, I-24 News reports that Prime Minister Netanyahu will attend Lindsey Graham's funeral and meet with Trump in Washington on Tuesday. Here's what people are saying online. I-24N, EWS English, posted just minutes ago about Netanyahu's planned attendance at Lindsey Graham's funeral and his upcoming meeting with Trump. From Ynet Global, writing earlier today, reports surfaced that Kuwait and Bahrain launched their first ever strikes on Iran amid growing fears of wider escalation. Belaz News reported 19 minutes ago that the International Criminal Court has removed Chief Prosecutor Karim Khan. This follows accusations of misconduct, including attempts to issue arrest warrants against Israeli officials. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the escalation in Iraq, Ynet reports that drones attacked a U.S. base as part of a series of Iran-linked strikes in the region. This comes as tensions rise between the U.S. and Iran, potentially affecting diplomatic relations and regional stability. Turning to the Wall Street Journal report, Bahrain and Kuwait reportedly conducted direct attacks on Iran, marking their first involvement on Iranian soil. This escalation, covered by Israel Hayom, signals a shift in Gulf states' strategies amid regional tensions. The move could further strain relations between these countries and Iran. Meanwhile, in Samaria, the IDF's operation follows the killing of an Israeli security volunteer. JNS details that the military has increased its presence and postponed soldiers' leave. This response highlights the ongoing security challenges Israel faces and aims to deter further violence. Turning to the special operation in Nablus, Walla reports that the Duv Devan unit swiftly acted to apprehend terrorists involved in a recent attack. This operation underscores the IDF's commitment to maintaining security and preventing further incidents. Finally, Netanyahu's upcoming trip to the U.S., as reported by I-24 News, includes attending Senator Lindsey Graham's funeral and meeting former President Trump. This visit could influence Israel-U.S. relations and discussions on regional security issues. In financial news, first, Walla Business reports that Greece will approve a massive missile deal with Israel worth 3.5 billion euros. This deal strengthens the alliance against Turkey and enhances defense capabilities in the region. Separately, Israeli company Gauzy is seeking debt settlement, according to Globes. The smart glass company has seen a 98% drop in its market cap since its IPO, highlighting challenges in the tech sector. And finally, Israel Hayom Business covered a conference where developers criticized authorities for delaying project approvals. The debate highlights ongoing tensions between real estate developers and municipalities over project timelines. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 11 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.